60 years ago, 9 African-American teenagers walked into Central High School, which up until that point had been an all-white high school in Little Rock, Arkansas. They did not enter the doors of that school without incident, not before President Eisenhower sent in federal troops to ensure their safety. Well, some things have changed, actually a lot of things, but some seem to remain the same. Joining us today on the Village Celebration is Robin White, who is the superintendent of the Little Rock Central High School National Historic Site. Robin, thank you for joining us.
You're most welcome, and thank you for having me.
60 years have passed. What is so significant about the 60-year mark in this milestone in American history?
Well, number one, 9 black students are at the time called black or Negro. Today, African-American students actually went up against the system, social issues, innocently not knowing the backlash or not recognizing the opposition. And it was all about education, just garnering an equal education. Equal education, that's what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 8 of them are still here. Number one, that's a landmark. Number two, they went and carried the weight of oppression on their shoulders. They faced domestic terrorism head on every day of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did they have a purpose, but they did it on purpose with sheer will and determination, with integrity, with a moral compass, knowing what they wanted and pursuing it. Now we say 60 years later, and honestly, we have, in reflecting, we have made some progress, and that is being questioned by community members, but we have made some progress, and we cannot stand here and say that there have not been changes. They are the testimony to that. But that still does not mean that we are faced with second-class citizenship, that we're still not fighting that.
Mm-hmm.
It started the fight, and it is our job to continue, and it's our job to build upon what they started. It's our job to continue that legacy. Mm-hmm. And not only serving them, but serving the community. The struggle continues. But the journey has begun, and they began that journey.
To listen to you describe the charge that they accepted gives me goosebumps, because you're right, they did go up against the system, and they faced such opposition and domestic terrorism. What do you think enabled them to stay the course?
I think it was the foundation they had at home. Community, they valued themselves. A lot of where we're going, it begins at home. And I think each of them had a foundation that they were rock solid. Mm-hmm. They also had determination. They knew what they wanted, and nothing was going to change that. When the schools closed, Carlotta and Jefferson Thomas returned to Central High School. That was my choice.
Mm-hmm.
They returned, and so here we have Ernest Green, the first black male to graduate from Central High. But then you also have Carlotta Walls Lanier, the first black female to graduate from Central High. I think it was what was in them And I say, they all came from some good stock, okay?
So how do we celebrate them 60 years later and their contribution, not only to Black history, but to American history?
And it is American history. We all own this. And we can take advantage. This empowers us. This empowers America. This is our story. And that means America's story. And we celebrate them by preserving the integrity of their history, by not only celebrating them, but doing better with ourselves and valuing each other and respecting each other and uplifting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the education. Quit taking, you know, not taking everything for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and serving each other. That's what community is about. Little Rock Central High School National Historic Site. Yes, we preserve the historical integrity of the Little Rock Nine, but we also looking at social justice on an international and national level. We're also looking at the story of a people, that means all people. You know, we're also looking at humanity. It's like next month, I have some students coming in from New Zealand just to have some conversation on social justice.
Mm-hmm.
We got personal groups coming in from Northern Ireland, from Derry Museum, dealing with their Bloody Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, social oppression, there's no color to that.
That's so true.
It impacts all of us. And we can respond by lifting our voices and uplifting each other.
You all are including Henry Louis Gates in the celebration. What did he bring to a discussion about social justice and cultural identity?
Of course, he's a guru on social justice and cultural identity, but also he's been involved in working with UCA in drafting opera dedicated to the Little Rock Nine. So the past couple of years, we've been writing grants. And he's been working with us in UCA with that. That's one of his involvement. He will be making remarks Monday at the commemorative event, but he's also participating in our program Sunday at 6 o'clock or 6:30 at the commemorative garden. So he's here for a while, but actually we're going to kick off the celebration Friday, tomorrow evening, in commemorating the Little Rock Nine and Thurgood Marshall. So we will be showing, screening the film Marshall tomorrow night at the Ron Robinson Theater at 7 o'clock. And, you know, this was, I always say, he was a learned man. This man, not only the education system, but self-taught with sheer will and determination as well. And he was about protecting the people. And how can you protect the people but knowing the Constitution? So this man learned the Constitution to address the Constitution on behalf of the people. And what better way to bring those two groups together, Thurgood Marshall, highlighting him, and the Little Rock Nine, as he was a mentor to the Little Rock Nine. But they pushed back, or they refused to be subjected to second-class schools. He refused to allow people to be subjected to second-class citizenship, second-class housing, second-class education, second-class health. He was on it, and there was a better way to kick it off in honoring him and the Little Rock Nine. So that's tomorrow. And then the weekend, collaborating with multiple partners with day-long activities here at the site, 2120 Daisy Bates Drive, at the Visitor Center.
Well, we congratulate you on an ambitious and exciting itinerary as we mark the 60-year anniversary of the Little Rock Central High crisis. It is, as you pointed out, an American story and a story that empowers all of us.
Yes, about self-governance. You know, that's one of the things I really admired about the Little Rock Nine. And we don't know when we'll get an opportunity, if ever again, bringing them all together at once. But I think that I am saying on behalf of our Kansans, on behalf of America, that we should thank them for their sacrifices, for their courage, for being stubborn, you know, for pursuing and knowing what they want. We owe them.
We owe them. And we owe you for the creative programming that you do to preserve the legacy. Robin White, the superintendent of the Little Rock Central High National Historic Site. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, and thank you.